Chelek Chavez Achrei Beis. In the end of the parsha of Arayis, so the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Alekechem. Rashi here gives a unique explanation in Ani Hashem Alekechem. Here is a yid, Nafshe Shel Adam Misaved, the parsha of Arayis, and you're trying to help him be poyedish from Arayis, says Rashi. You tell him, Eini Alekechem. Maha no Yeshli Bachem. And this is somehow going to help him be poyedish from Arayis. It's a unique way of motivating a yid. Why is it unique? Because a regular Pirush of Arayis is usually Schar, Oinish, Kabbalah, a mitzvah, which is usually the Pirush of Ani Hashem Alekechem. What's Machriach Rashi to give this unique explanation? Because we already have the regular explanation at the beginning of the Parsha of Arayis. We already have Ani Hashem Alekechem, and over there we have the regular motivation. So therefore, Rashi is Muchrich to give this unique explanation. Now, the question is, what's the Havana here? What's the Havana that a Yid, who the regular motivation of Schar Einish doesn't talk to him, Mitamo, you're going to tell him, Eini Alekechem. Oh, now he's going to suddenly be Ma'oy Mis'eder, and he's going to stop it himself from this Aveda. And the Lashon of the Rebbe over here is, as Mzit Mamuchish, as Ben Yid Herat Azechel Reid, Mitamo, nicht der Yid will, nicht der Yid kennt, sein abgerissen von der Ebisch, der Mitamo talks to him. Mzit Mamuchish. What's the Havana? Where do we see B'muchish that these kind of shlila-dika words actually help? Another question you can ask is, what's the difference between these shlila-dika words and oinish? Obviously, these words of Eini Alekechem are not words that are touching the same buttons that oinish touches. This is a whole different ball game. The schar oinish dika words are words that talk to a yid who begoli has a connection, who begoli still feels. So therefore, these words can help him be motivated to stop himself from doing something against the Eibishter. But these words, eini elekechem, are supposed to be for a yid who doesn't feel a connection, who doesn't care, or at least is so attached to these Avedis that he can't find in himself place to care. So how is Eini Alekechem going to help? What's the Havana? It seems that the beer over here is very similar to the beer like the Rebbe has in Vayeda Chelek Tasvov. The Rebbe's Masber over there. It says in Chazal, Oilem Labriyas Melbeina Shol Torah. A yid who's brius, who doesn't care. Begolui is brius. Brius is a person who has no goli-dika connection. And yet, you say, Oilehem la brius, mitamo is going to care. What words are you telling someone who doesn't care that can make them care? Now, the Havana is like this. You go to a yid in the street and you tell him you want to put on tefillin. You want to do a mitzvah. He's going to tell you no. Ada yeh, ada nish. But if you go to a yid in the street and you tell him, you're not a yid, you're attacking not his goli the connection. You're attacking his sense of identity. You see, when a yid says he doesn't want to do a mitzvah, he has a shtus that's mechasa that tells him he still is, even though he doesn't do the mitzvah. But he still feels he is. So he doesn't answer you because with goli, he's sleeping. But the moment you use words that are arrows that are not going towards Gilui, but they're going towards identity, he's going to attack back. What do you mean? I am. I'm more than you. I'll slap you in the face. You tell me he's not a yid. I'll slap you in the face. I'm a yid more than you are. Comes along this Rashi and says, a yid who sunk so low that he doesn't feel a goli-dika connection. So we tell him, Eini Alekechem. You're not. Meet the mole. He wakes up. I am. What do you mean I'm not? How can you tell me I'm not? I am. And that's the purpose of this unique kind of motivation that's used only for someone who's sunk so low that chiyuv dika words cannot help him. Maybe it's more mavur in the last ha'ada, 44. Well, the Rebbe explains, what does it mean, ein li hano b'chem? What does it mean, umah hano yesh li b'chem? I should say, ein li hano b'chem. Now the word is, You're looking for him to find the Hano'a of the Eibishter in him. The purpose of this Shlila is not to put down. It's to bring up. It's to pull a person out of a pit. So you're telling him, I want you to find that connection you have in yourself. And that is done through shocking him and telling him, Ein yelekeichem, there's something, and that allows a person to dig further and find it.